From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. As the speculation about Senator John Kerry's pick for a running mate reaches a fever pitch, his campaign is trying to do something novel, keep the selection under wraps. So much so that they've told the press and the public to be patient and check their inbox. The campaign plans to announce the running mate in an email to subscribers of the John Kerry website. Matea Gold is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times covering the Kerry campaign. Matea, are you furiously checking your inbox every hour on the hour at this point?
Well, you know, those of us who travel with Kerry use our Blackberries very frequently, and we were joking this morning that we would keep them under our pillows all night just in case they sent it overnight and offered a little surprise for our morning reading. So, yeah, I mean, it's obviously a time when everyone is really waiting on pins and needles, and we don't know when Kerry is going to announce his pick, but we know when he does, he plans on letting the subscribers of his website find out first.
Well, now, what's behind this decision? Is this an example of the campaign's creative use of the Internet, or is it really more about a supreme effort to keep this process under wraps?
Well, in a lot of ways, actually. I think, Michelle, it's a way to drive more traffic to their website. They've already been extremely successful raising money online, and in the last few days since Kerry said he's going to announce his pick to subscribers of the website, they've had 50,000 more people sign up. So it obviously helps get their message out, and I think it also is a symbolic gesture. Kerry has made it very clear that he does not want this decision to leak out in drips and drabs.
And it said that John Kerry himself was steamed 4 years ago when he was under consideration and learned of then-candidate Al Gore's decision on television before he'd received a courtesy call. That at play at all here?
Oh, definitely. It's obvious that Senator Kerry felt uncomfortable by that process. He said he's determined to avoid that in this situation. When people asked him about speculation that perhaps he was down to Senator Edwards and Congressman Gephardt, he scoffed at that, called it fiction, and said, I don't know how anybody can have any idea and can speculate what's going on in my head. So he's determined to really keep this to himself for now.
But there is a lot of speculation. Some news organizations are quoting sources, or at least a source, saying John Kerry has made the decision. It's just a matter of time, a matter of when he's actually going to make the announcement.
Absolutely, and the press corps here has swelled. Our numbers have almost doubled from, he did a weekend tour in the Midwest with about 45 members of the national media, and we probably have close to double that here at the farm here in Pennsylvania, where he and his wife are hosting a 4th of July weekend celebration.
Over the weekend, he appeared with Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, who is said to have been on the shortlist, or perhaps still on the shortlist, and I imagine reporters were weighing every word, every utterance, checking every little bit of body language.
Absolutely, and aide said not to read anything into the body language, but it was clear that Senator Kerry and Governor Vilsack weren't really that close over the weekend. They would appear in public together, but they wouldn't really stand next to each other. And Kerry, who tends to do a lot of back slapping and shoulder squeezing, did none of that with Governor Vilsack. So if you read their body language, it didn't appear that they were a potential future running mate.
Matea, there's a lot of speculation that the decision could be announced this week. Could they not drag this out for another week and get 7, 8, 9, 10 more days of publicity?
Absolutely, and the campaign officially has not said anything except for the fact that it will be announced before the Democratic Convention, which begins in Boston July 26th. And Kerry's
a long time between now and July 26th.
Absolutely, we have several more weeks to go, and Senator Kerry is absolutely reaping a lot of publicity from this, so I think we shouldn't bet on anything at this point.
Matea Gold is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. She's covering the Kerry campaign, and she spoke to us from Fox Chapel, Pennsylvania. Matea, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.